sam optužio da sam mrtav i jako živ. U vezi s tim mogu samo reći da je bilo tako, jer sve Babilone ima svoj početak i kraj. A to što misliš da si kralj i gospodar, pa mi zato pokušavaš naređivati, također je neispravno, jer su takvi položaji privremeni. Danas je ti kralj, a ja tvoj sluga, a sutra se položaj može promijeniti i možeš postati moj sluga, a ja tvoj gospodar. Ovo su privremene okolnosti koje je stvorilo proviđenje. Smisao. Tjelesno shvaćanje je osnovni princip patnje u materijalnom postojanju. Posebno u Kali Jugi ljudi su tako neobrazovani da ne mogu shvatiti čak ni da se tijelo mijenja u svakom trenutku i da se krajnja promjena zove smrt. Prema karmi neko može biti kralj u ovom životu, a u sljedećem pas. Duhovna duša je u dubokom snu prouzrokovanom silom materijalne prirode. Stavljena je u jedno stanje, a zatim iznova prebačena u drugo. Bez samospoznaje i znanja, uvjetovani život se nastavlja i osoba pogrešno tvrdi da je kralj, sluga, mačka ili pas. To su jednostavno razni preobražaji nastali prema vrhovnom uređenju. Čovjek ne treba biti zaveden takvim privremenim tjelesnim shvaćanjima. U stvari, niko nije gospodar u materijalnom svijetu, jer svima upravlja materijalna priroda kojom upravlja svevišnja božanska osoba. Prema tome, svevišnja božanska osoba Krišna je vrhovni gospodar. U Čaitanja Charitamriti je objašnjeno: Ekale Išvara Krišna Ara Saba Britya. Jedini gospodar je Krišna, a svi ostali su njegovi sluge. Zaboravljanje našeg odnosa sa svevišnjim donosi nam patnje u materijalnom svijetu.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simhade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pratyadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatadine Jaya Shri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravatarvinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare Sorry. My dear king, you have unnecessarily accused me of being dead though alive. In this regard, I can only say that this is the case everywhere, because everything material has its beginning and end. As far as you're thinking that you are the king and the master, and are thus trying to order me, this is also incorrect, because these positions are temporary. Today you are a king and I'm your servant, but tomorrow the position may be changed, and you may be my servant, and I your master. These are temporary circumstances created by providence.
Dragi moj kralju, nepotrebno si me optužio da sam mrtav, iako živ. U vezi s tim mogu samo reći da je svuda tako, jer sve materijalno ima svoj početak i kraj. A to što misliš da si kralj i gospodar, pa mi zato pokušavaš naređivati, također je neispravno, jer su takvi položaji privremeni. Danas si ti kralj, a ja tvoj sluga, a sutra se položaj može promijeniti i možeš postati moj sluga, a ja tvoj gospodar. Ovo su privremene okolnosti koje je stvorilo proviđenje.
Here, Maharaj Bharata is speaking to the arrogant king Rahuganath.
Ovdje Maharaj Bharata govori arogantnom kralju Rahugani.
And as we shall see, after preaching to him for a little while, Rahuganath changes totally his opinion, and as a result throws himself on the ground before Bharata, begging to be forgiven for taking Bharata to be an ordinary person.
I kao što ćemo vidjeti, nakon što mu malo Jada Bharata propovijeda, kralja Hugana će se baciti pred lotusova stopala Jada Bharate i moliti ga za oproštaj i moliti ga za milost.
The words of a great soul have special effect on the conditioned soul, even if the conditioned soul should be very proud. The words of a great soul take away his false ego.
Riječi velike duše jako utiču na uvjetovanu dušu i one odnose lažni ja osobe.
And the reason why these words are so potent is that the great soul is realized, and beyond his words, his personal character preaches.
I razlog zašto je ovaj stih važan je da su osim važnosti riječi važan i osobni karakter svete osobe i on isto propovijeda.
Today I want to start my little seminar here to all of the Zagreb devotees, and also I'm hoping to put it on the tape, but there is a technical problem, isn't it? It doesn't really record, or what is the matter, Rishabha Prabhu?
It's humming.
Okay, so there's a dynamic relationship between the personal life you lead. So this will be the first in a series of lectures on preaching.
Ovo će biti prva u seriji lekcija o propovijedanju.
Yes. All the devotees in Krishna consciousness are in some ways should feel themselves in some ways preaching.
Svi bhakti u svjesnosti Krishne trebaju osjećati da trebaju propovijedati.
As we will try to establish in our little seminar, a preaching is something like the life force of a devotee.
Kao što ćemo pokušati utemeljiti činjenicu u ovom malom seminaru, da je propovijedanje životna sila bhakti.
Every devotee should in some way or another be connected to the preaching mission in order to have a very fulfilled life in Krishna consciousness.
Svaki bhakta treba na neki način biti povezan sa misijom propovijedanja da bi imao puni duhovni život u svjesnosti Krishne.
And there are many, many ways of preaching, as we shall see a little later.
Ima puno načina propovijedanja, kao što ćemo vidjeti malo kasnije.
Today, my little seminar will be called Preaching and a Preacher's Personal Life.
Moj mali današnji seminar će se zvati Propovijedanje i osobni život propovjednika.
There is a dynamic relationship between your personal life and the effects which your words have on the effect of another person.
Postoji dinamična veza između vašeg osobnog života i djelovanja vaših riječi na osobu koju propovijedate.
Only if you are personally convinced of what you say and you live it in your own life, do your words have a desired effect.
Samo ako ste osobno uvjereni u ono što govorite i živite to u svom životu, tada će vaše riječi imati željeni efekat.
In a Chaitanya Charitamrita we find how Sanatana Goswami expresses this effect to Haridas Thakur.
U Chaitanya Charitamriti vidimo da Sanatana Goswami izražava tu činjenicu Haridas Thakuru.
He says, you perform both duties in relation to the holy name, by your personal behavior and by preaching. Therefore, you are guru of the whole world.
On kaže, Haridas Thakuru, ti vršiš obe dužnosti u vezi, u odnosu na sveto ime i svojim primjerom pokazuješ i propovijedaš.
In other words, Haridas Thakur doesn't just say chant Hare Krishna, but he himself chants hundred and how many rounds? 174 or 79, can't be. What? 74. So he chants above 170 rounds.
Hare Krishna Thakur ne samo da govori ljudima da mantraju i pevaju Hare Krishna, već mantra preko 170 krugova.
And therefore, when he preaches about chanting, it just moves people to chant.
Stoga kad propovjeda o mantranju, to pokreće ljude da mantraju.
In the Bhagavatam, it is said that a devotee's only duty is to chant and remember the holy name, fame and pastimes of the Lord, and according to his personal capacity, to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive of material gain.
U Bhagavatam rečeno da jedina dužnost bhakte je da pjeva sveto ime, svetom imenu, o slavama, kvalitetama svevišnjeg gospodina, i bez materijalne motivacije da širi unaokolo znanje o svetom imenu.
Now, just preaching, let us say, just chanting alone, that is not appreciated, and just preaching alone is not appreciated.
Dakle, ne cijeni se niti samo mantranje, niti samo propovjedanje.
The Srimad Bhagavatam says that he who just takes care of his own spiritual development but does not save others who are in need. Good morning. He is like a water pot which has a hole through which the water leaks out.
Srimad Bhagavatam kaže da osoba koja brine samo o vlastitom duhovnom napretku i ne brine o drugima, ne daje to drugima, on je poput posude koja ima rupu.
But if on the other hand a preacher says, I will just preach, my rounds and my sadhana are not so important.
Ako propovjednik kaže, ja ću samo propovjedati, moji krugovi i moja sadhana nisu tako važni,
then it won't be successful.
Onda neće biti uspješan.
Prabhupada gave a very startling quote here. Go on preaching with vigorous enthusiasm and increase your program of bringing new men to live in Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, nastavi propovjedati sa sve većim entuzijazmom i nastavi dovoditi ljude u svjesnost Krishna.
You yourself must be ideal in following the rules and regulations, rising early and restricting eating and sleeping.
Ti moraš biti idealan primjer u slijeđenju pravila i propisa, ustajući rano i ograničavajući jedinje i spavanje.
The less a person is concerned with material enjoyment such as eating, sex and sleeping, the more he is spiritually advanced.
Što manje je osoba zainteresirana za čudno uživanje kao što je jedinje, seks i spavanje, to je više duhovno napredna.
If the devotee, however, himself lives like a hawk or dog, how can he preach?
Ako bhakta živi poput psa ili svinje, kako može propovijedati?
Svini. Heavy. Prabhupada says another words here. Example and preaching.
Drugim rječima Srila Prabhupada kaže primjer i propovijedanje.
You can see the quality of a devotee by seeing how many people he brought to Krishna consciousness.
Kvalitetu bhakte možete vidjeti po tome koliko je ljudi doveo u svjesnost Krišne.
Don't reject the rules.
Ali nemojte odbaciti pravila.
The first preaching is that you yourself become an ideal devotee.
Prvi aspekt propovjedanja je da vi sami postanete idealni bhakta.
Apani achari kailo. Apani achari bhakti shikainu sabare. First become perfect, then preach.
Prvo postani savršen, onda propovjedaj.
See, the reason here is that preaching is not just like a postman's service.
Propovjedanje nije poput službe poštara.
Of course, we often heard that a preacher will just repeat what he what he has heard, and not change it. And in this way, is similar to a postman who just delivers a letter unchanged.
Često čujemo da će propovjednik ponoviti ono što je čuo i neće ga mijenjati, i na taj način je sličan poštaru koji izručuje, koji uručuje pismo nepromijenjeno.
In other words, a devotee has heard something from his spiritual master, he has read something from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then he repeats it, and he doesn't see the need to just change the message around and make his own commentary. You know, the Bhakta Stevo commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not necessary.
Drugim rečima, on je čuo nešto od svog duhovnog učitelja i pročitao je Srimad Bhagavatam i jednostavno to ponavlja. Nije potrebno da Bhakta Stevo daje komentar na Srimad Bhagavatam.
So in this way he's like a postman, okay?
U tom smislu on je kao poštar.
But in another way he cannot be like a postman.
Ali u drugom smislu ne može biti kao poštar.
The postman can be a crazy, degenerated fellow who drinks alcohol and has emotional problems and still deliver a letter to you.
Poštar može biti ludi, degenerirani.
From another devotee, a letter, for instance.
Poštar može biti ludi, degenerisani čovjek koji pije alkohol i koji vam može doneti pismo, recimo, od drugog bhakte.
Yes, and the letter might be full with shastric quotes and extremely, it might be the pure thing, a pure message.
To pismo može biti puno citata iz šastra, može biti čista poruka.
But if a preacher does not give the example, his preaching won't have so much effect.
Ako propovjednik ne pokazuje primjerom, njegovo propovjedanje neće imati tako puno efekta.
People will ask, is he himself tasting what he is preaching about?
Ljudi će se zapitati da li on sam kuša ono o čemu propovjeda.
Prabhupada says we want to create pure devotees so that other people will benefit by their association.
Prabhupada je rekao želimo kreirati čiste bhakte tako da drugi ljudi mogu imati dobrobit družeći se s njima.
To make a show of devotional service will not help.
Show od prednog služenja neće pomoći.
One must be a pure devotee following the pure devotional process, then one can convert others.
Osoba može biti čisti bhakta sljedeći čisti devocijski proces, onda može preobratiti druge.
A good example is found in a little story about a mother who had a son who had a disease, a sugar disease, diabetes, I think it's called.
Drugi primjer je priča o majci koja je imala sina koji je bio bolestan od dijabetisa.
So he brought the son after having asked everyone in the world, so to say, to tell the son to give up eating sugar, not being successful, she brought him to a saint.
Nakon što je praktično svakog u svijetu pitala, tražila da uvjeri njenog sina da ne jede šećer, na kraju je dovela svog sina do jedne svete osobe.
And asked him, your influence is very great on the son also. Please tell him to stop eating sugar.
Rekla, tvoj utjecaj na ljude je vrlo veliki, pa i na mog sina, stoga molim te ti mu reci da prestane jesti šećer.
And the sadhu said, I'm sorry, no, I can't do it, just come back in 1 week.
Sadhu je rekao, žao mi je, ne mogu to učiniti sada, vratite se za tjedan dana.
And when she came back with her son, the sadhu very strongly said to him, don't eat sugar, you will kill yourself.
I kada su oni došli nakon tjedan dana, onda je sadhu vrlo snažno rekao, nemoj jesti šećer, ubit ćeš se tako.
You can eat sugar, freedom, no problem. You will simply kill yourself.
Jednostavno ćeš se ubiti.
And the child said, oh, može.
Dijete je reklo, može.
So the mother asked the saint, why didn't you say this yesterday? One week ago.
Majka je pitala sadu, a zašto mu to nisi rekao prije tjedan dana?
Oh, said the saint, one week ago I myself was eating sugar and it wouldn't have had any potency if I would have said it.
Svetac je rekao, sveta osoba je rekla, prije tjedan dana sam ja još uvijek jeo šećer i ne bi imalo nikakve snage, te moje riječi ne bi imale nikakve snage.
Therefore, I had to fast for one week from sugar.
Stoga morao sam postiti tjedan dana od šećera.
I think this story summarizes what we have been explained so far. Example teaches louder than words.
Mislim da ta priča sažeto opisuje ono što smo do sada govorili, da primjer govori glasnije od riječi.
Now, I noticed that several devotees are a little tired and maybe I'm the most tired of all of you. Maybe we can just open a little the window, then we have some fresh air and have a fresh breeze in our brain cells. Okay, thank you very much. Most probably you saved us. So, I wanted to read to you a little quote which makes the point that Prabhupada says, the nonsense thing is going on in this world, that so-called preachers, they have not perfected their lives, but they have become preachers.
Jedna besmislena stvar se odvija u ovom svijetu, takozvani propovjednici su nisu savršili svoj život, a propovjedaju, postali su propovjednici.
Therefore they are bringing so many nonsense things and misleading persons.
Stoga toliko puno besmislenih stvari izražavaju i zavode ljude.
These are all more or less the same quotes.
Ove citate govore manje više isto.
Yeah. Now, sometimes a preacher is given things by people. Lakshmi, Boga, garlands.
Propovjedniku kad ljudi daju stvari, Lakshmi ili novac, Bogu i cvijeće, vijence.
Prabhupada says, you must become competent not to take service for nothing.
Srila Prabhupada kaže, moraš postati sposoban da ne prihvaćaš službu ni za što.
Then you go to hell.
Ako to tako prihvaćaš, ići ćeš u pakao.
If you are actually in spiritual position, then by giving others little opportunity to serve you, this person will be delivered.
Ako si u duhovnom položaju, ako si na nekakvom duhovnom položaju, ako daš ljudima priliku da te, malo priliku da te služe, onda će ti ljudi biti tako izbavljeni.
So you might ask yourself now, by what symptoms do I recognize someone who is a preacher?
Sad možete zapitati, po kakvim simptomima mogu prepoznati propovjednika?
Or to ask, put the question even more simpler, how can I recognize a good devotee? Because a preacher should be a good devotee.
Ili jednostavnim riječima, kako prepoznati dobrog bhaktu, jer propovjednik treba biti dobar bhakta.
Prabhupada answered this question by saying, he is a perfect gentleman, that's all.
Što Prabhupada odgovara, on je savršen gentleman, to je sve.
You can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as personal example in this regard.
U vezi s tim možete vidjeti osobni primjer Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva.
When he came to Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, who was after all a leader of, you know, 60,000 sannyasis, I once heard.
Kada je došao do Prabodhananda Sarasvatija, koji je bio lider 60,000 sannyasija, jednom sam čuo.
He sat humbly at the doorsteps of Prakashananda Sarasvati eating hall until he was impressed by his humility and took him into the inside.
On je ponizno sjeo pored praga Prakashananda Sarasvatija i strpljivo sjedio tamo dok ga nije ovaj pozvao unutra.
And then it says with logic and argument he very politely changed their minds.
I onda kaže da logikom i argumentima je vrlo ljubazno promijenio njihove umove.
When a preacher preaches, in other words, he has logic and good arguments and he changes people's life by this. And more than everything by his personal example.
Kad propovjednik propoveda, on iznosi logikom i argumentima i mijenja živote ljudi, posebno svojim primjerom.
But you will see, you can even be the biggest gentleman in the universe, still people will object when you start to preach.
Možete biti najveći gentleman u univerzumu, a ipak će ljudi stavljati primjedbe kad propovijedate.
Because the mission of Krishna consciousness is revolutionary.
Jer je misija svjesnosti Krishna revolucionarna.
Prabhupada said in the early days to one gentleman, Mr. Mishra, he said, "The world is waiting, Mr. Mishra, for our spiritual revolution."
U početku svjesnosti Krišne, Šrila Prabhupada je rekao gospodinu Mišri, gospodine Mišra, svijet čeka na našu duhovnu revoluciju.
So, sometimes a person or a devotee who is spreading Krishna consciousness becomes disheartened.
Kakav bhakta koji širi svjesnost Krishne postane obeshrabren.
Or how will people ever listen to this message?
Kako će ljudi saslušati ovu poruku?
They are so far away from Krishna consciousness.
Toliko su daleko od svjesnosti Krishne.
And we are so few.
A nas ima toliko malo.
And our lives seem to be so untogether.
I naši životi izgledaju tako nesređeni.
Mentalni problemski.
Imamo mentalnih problema.
Yeah. And so on and so on. How will people ever take to Krishna consciousness?
Kako će se ljudi ikako posvetiti svjesnosti Krishne?
But this is not your worry.
Ali to nije vaša briga.
That's Mahaprabhu's worry.
To je Mahaprabhuva briga.
It says, a sincere devotee who engages in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by preaching his movement all over the world will never be affected by material influences.
Rečeno je da iskreni bhakta koji ozbiljno prihvati misiju Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a propovedajući njegovu poruku po cijelom svijetu, nikad neće potpasti pod materijalne utjecaje.
On the contrary, no contrary, in due course of time he will return to the shelter of the lotus topala of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and will thus have perpetual association with him.
Nasuprot tome, on će se uskoro vratiti u utočište lotusovih stopala Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i tako imati njegovo stalno društvo.
In other words, there is a personal need why you should preach Krishna consciousness.
Drugim riječima, postoji osobna potreba zašto trebate propovijedati svjesnost Krishne.
You become dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Vi tako postajete dragi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
It said, a preacher of the Lord is always dear to the Lord.
Gospodinov propovjednik je uvijek drag gospodinu.
And the Lord being satisfied with such a preacher of the authorized bhakti movement shakes hands with him in great satisfaction.
Gospodin koji je zadovoljan s takvim propovjednikom autoriziranog pokreta, on se rukuje sa velikim zadovoljstvom s takvim propovjednikom.
What more do you want?
Što još želite?
Krishna goes like.
Ako se Krishna rukuje s vama.
Then we are in ecstasy. When we are touched by the Lord.
Kada nas dodirne gospodin.
Devotees who are preaching Krishna consciousness even under difficult situations, they are usually very much in ecstasy.
Bhakti koji propovjedaju svjesnost Krišne, čak i u teškim situacijama, oni su jako puno u ekstazi.
Have you seen when the Sankirtan devotees come back in the temple on Sunday? Ah, then you know the life of the temple devotees just increases to a very high level. They feel so happy, isn't it? When I was translating in the temple, I was just waiting, when is Saturday? When is Saturday? Oh, if only Saturday would be today, I would start lamenting already on Monday.
A ste li primetili kad se Bhakti Sankirtana vrate u subotu kako život u hramu, kako hramu živi? Ja kad sam prevodio, onda bih stalno mislio još u ponedjeljak, kada će subota, i tako bih jadikovao.
Yeah, if you preach yourself, you will see that you are protected from the modes of material nature.
Ako propovijedate, vidjet ćete da ste tako zaštićeni od guna materijalne prirode.
It says that he who is just interested in his personal life, it's very difficult for him to surpass the influence of the modes of material nature.
Rečeno je da je za onog koji je zainteresiran samo za osobni duhovni život, je jako teško da nadiđe utjecaj gune materne prirode.
But by preaching, you immediately cross over.
Ali propovijedajući odmah nadiđete.
And there is a reason why this is so.
I postoji razlog za to?
Now I want to say something very critical.
Sada želim reći nešto vrlo kritično.
I hope that I will get morning prasadam after this.
Nadam se da ću dobiti jutarnji prasadam nakon ove izjave.
Maybe I shouldn't say it because I'm a little hungry, to be very honest.
Možda to ne trebam reći jer sam, da budem pošten, malo gladan.
Will you allow me to say it?
Da li mi dozvoljavate da to kažem?
Rishabha, you are authority. See, when we hear a lecture, it's very difficult to concentrate, isn't it?
Kad slušamo lekciju, vrlo je teško koncentrirati se, zar ne?
There is a reason why this is so.
Postoji razlog tome?
The mind can comprehend 500 words in a minute.
Um može prihvatiti i shvatiti 500 riječi u minuti.
But in lectures it comes much slower.
Ali na lekcijama to ide mnogo manje. Spori.
And then the mind is not engaged.
I um nije angažiran.
And just goes bloop.
Samo tako ide.
Or, you know, when you read even, sometimes when you are not reading intense enough and not brisal enough, then the mind goes bloop.
Kad čitate, ako ne čitate dovoljno intenzivno ili dovoljno brzo, onda um sklizne.
When you speak about 150 words a minute.
Kada govorimo o 150 riječi u minuti.
But if you try to articulate the philosophy, the mind is totally fixed in Krishna samadhi.
Ali kad pokušavamo artikulirati filozofiju, um je potpuno učvršćen, utemeljen u Krishna samadhiju.
And the mind is totally held tight.
I um je onda čvrsto pod kontrolom.
Prabhupada, he said.
Što Prabhupada je rekao?
One may approach any person and induce him to read Krishna literature so that in the future he also may become a devotee.
Možete prići bilo kojoj osobi i postaći je da čita literaturu o Krišni, tako da u budućnosti i on može postati bhakta.
Such activities are recommended in this verse.
Takve aktivnosti se preporučuju u ovom stihu.
And such activities will always remind the devotees of the Lord's lotus feet.
I takve aktivnosti će uvijek podsjećati bhakte na gospodinova lotosova stopala.
He says, by fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is samadhi.
Što Prabhupada kaže, osoba koja se potpuno skoncentrira na dijeljenje knjiga o Krišni, potpuno je zaokupljena s Krišnom i to je samadhi.
Isn't it, do you not sometimes feel the need to be totally absorbed in something which is spiritual?
Zar nije tako da kad osjećate potrebu da budete totalno apsorbirani u nešto duhovno?
Sviđam. Lijan. Rishabha. You know, to be totally absorbed. Then we don't have any problem any longer. So this comes if you preach and if you distribute books.
To će doći ako propovjedate i ako dijelite knjige.
There's another need for you to preach.
Još jedna potreba postoji zašto biste propovjedali.
Be merciful.
Budite milostivi.
How? Milostivi?
Yes.
Milostivi. Be milostivi. Prabhupada says, Daya Jiveshu means to give mercy to other living entities.
Srila Prabhupada kaže Daya Jiveshu, što znači davati milost drugim živim bićima.
It means that a living entity must be milostivi to other living entities if he wishes to make progress in self-realization.
Živo biće koje želi napredovati u samospoznaju mora biti milostivo prema drugim živim bićima.
If you realize, in other words, that you are an eternal servant and you of Krishna, you don't preach this to others, then how do you say? Then you don't make progress. It will be, remain theoretical.
Ako spoznate ili shvatite da ste vječni sluga Krishne, ako shvatite da ste vječni sluga Krishne i ne propovijedate drugima, onda će to ostati na teoretsko razumijevanje.
Srila Prabhupada gave the example, if you notice your own house is on fire and the neighbor's house is on fire, first of all you will get out of your own house and then you will communicate to the neighbor whose house is on fire, hey, Prabhudece, get out of your house, you will burn to death.
Ako je vaša kuća u vatri i kuća vašeg susjeda je u vatri gori, onda ćete prvo izaći iz vaše kuće i zatim kad izaćete vam pozvaćete svoga susjeda i reći izađi vam, probudi se, izgorećeš i umrećeš.
If you see somebody with his house in flames and you don't say something, it means your character is not very good. You're like a chetnik.
Da nečija kuća gori, a ništa ne kažete, onda znači da nemate baš dobar karakter, da ste kao četnik.
If you have realized that Krishna consciousness is good
ako
and true.
Ako ste shvatili da je svjesnost Krishne dobra i istinita.
And you see someone just ruining his life in Maya.
I vidite kako neko upropaštava svoj život u Maji.
You will like to do something.
Želite ćete nešto učiniti.
At least, Prabhupada said, sometimes he could not sleep in the night because he was thinking about the misfortune of the conditioned soul for not taking Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada kad noću nije mogao spavati jer je mislio na nesreću uvjetovanih duša što ne prihvaćaju svjesnost Krishne.
We may be able to sleep very nicely in the night because it is actually a very high state of Krishna consciousness to be so compassionate.
Mi možemo vrlo mirno spavati noću jer to je biti toliko samilostan kao Srila Prabhupada, to je vrlo visok nivo svjesnosti Krishne.
I don't think we can imitate Prabhupada's feeling of compassion.
Mislim da ne možemo imitirati Srila Prabhupada osjećaj samilosti.
Međutim, we can follow his example.
Ali možemo slijediti njegov primjer.
And know that by giving mercy to others, or that means educating them in Krishna consciousness or elevating them in Krishna consciousness, this is the right activity for a human being.
I trebamo znati da prava aktivnost za ljudsko biće je davati milost drugima, što znači obrazovati ih u svjesnosti Krishne, uzdići ih na viši nivo.
There is a translation, the self-effulgent Vaikuntha planets by whose illumination alone all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light. the self-effulgent Vaikuntha planets, by whose illumination alone,
samo obasene Vaikuntha planete, čijim samim sjajem,
all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light,
sve svjetliče planete u ovom univerzumu odaju svjetlost,
these Vaikuntha planets cannot be reached by those who are not merciful to other living entities.
Te Vaikuntha planete ne mogu dostići oni koji nisu milostivi prema drugim živim bićima.
In other words, we must become free from the materialistic tendency to be so selfish.
Drugim riječima, moramo se osloboditi od materialističke tendencije da budemo tako sebični.
Only persons who are engaged for the welfare of others can actually reach the spiritual world.
Samo osobe koje su angažirane u aktivnostima za dobrobit drugih mogu uistinu dostići duhovni svijet.
One time Achyutananda Swami asked Prabhupada, what is more important, to go back to Godhead or to preach?
Jednom je Achyutananda Swami pitao Srila Prabhupada, što je važnije, vratiti se natrag Bogu ili propovijedati?
And Prabhupada said, one who preaches is already back to Godhead.
Prabhupada je rekao, onaj ko propovijeda već je natrag se vratio Bogu.
Preacher means he has engaged his body, his mind, his speeches only to glorify the Lord.
Propovjednik znači onaj koji je angažirao svoj um, tijelo i riječi u slavljenju, samo u slavljenju Gospodina.
That means he is liberated.
To znači da je oslobođen.
The body, mind and words are not engaged in the material energy but to serve Krishna.
Tijelo, um i riječi nisu angažirani u materijalnu energiju već za služenje Krišne.
So this is a wonderful position of a preacher in Krishna consciousness who is engaged in the transcendental mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ovo je divan položaj propovjednika u svjesnosti Krišne koji je angažiran u divnoj, u transcendentalnoj misiji Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
By now you might be totally frustrated.
Sad ste možda totalno frustrirani.
I am living in the temple.
Ja živim u hramu.
What is my hope?
Kako je moja nada?
You might feel very that you might feel desperate in your life. I'm not preaching.
Možete biti nesretni što ne propovijedate.
Oh, I am a friend of Lord Krishna.
Ili ja sam prijatelj gospodina Krishne.
I have to go to the school or university or to the job.
Moram ići u školu, na sveučilište ili na posao.
How can I take part in this preaching?
Kako ja mogu učestvovati u ovom propovijedanju?
Now, when you study carefully Prabhupada's books, preaching means really a lot for him.
Ako proučavate pažljivo Srila Prabhupadove knjige, možete vidjeti da njemu puno znači propovijedanje.
Preaching means, in Prabhupada's terminology, to give the spark of spiritual life to others.
Srila Prabhupadovom terminologijom rečeno, propovijedanje znači dati iskru duhovnog života drugima.
And there are many things necessary to do this.
I za to je potrebno puno stvari.
For instance, those devotees who manage the preaching.
Drugim rečima, bhakti koji organiziraju propovedanje i rukovode.
Prabhupada was so thankful to them for relieving him of the headache.
Prabhupada je bio jako zahvalan njima što su ga oslobodili glavobolje.
Of taking care of the preaching movement.
Jer su brinuli o pokretu propovedanja.
He even said sometimes that it's more important to take care of the sankirtan than to do sankirtan.
Kad je rekao da je čak važnije brinuti o sankirtanu nego raditi sankirtan.
Therefore our managers we should support and serve them all with our full heart.
Stoga naše rukovodioce trebamo služiti i podržati ih punim srcem.
Or those who take care of the deities.
Ili oni koji brinu o božanstvima.
Without them the preaching movement could not go on because we need the mercy of the Lord whom we worship, have to worship nicely.
Bez njih pokret propovjedanja ne bi se mogao nastaviti, jer potrebna nam je milost Gospodina koga obožavamo lijepo.
Or those who take care of the temples of the Lord.
Ili oni ko brinu o Gospodinovim hramovima.
We could not create any many facets of the preaching movement, and everyone can take a part.
Drugim riječima, ima mnogo aspekata pokreta propovjedanja u kojima svako može uzeti učešće.
And derive great benefit for his or her own spiritual life.
I imati veliku dobrobit za svoj duhovni život.
And even if we are a priyatalya of Krishna who has to go to school or to a job, we can in some ways engage in preaching.
Čak ako smo prijatelji Krišne koji mora ići u školu ili na posao, na neki način se možemo angažirati u propovjedanju.
Some of us can maybe give some Lakshmi to help the temple and the preaching movement.
Neki od nas mogu dati nešto Lakshmi da pomognu hram i pokret propovjedanja.
Some of us can give a helping hand when there is need to cook something for a festival. I think Rishabha, you were yesterday announcing to the friends of Lord Krishna that still some prasadam needs to be prepared for Vitruvice. Yeah.
Ili kakad možete pomoći kada treba pripremiti prasadam za neki festival. Rishabha je objavio da se treba pomoć za pripremanje prasadama za Viroviticu.
Even if we are punk singer like or rock singer or techno singer like Bruno, we can sing in matchless gift for Krishna.
Čak ako smo rock sing, ako smo punk pjevač ili techno pjevač ili rock pjevač poput Bruna, možemo pjevati
everything you know, every style.
Možemo pjevati u matchless giftu.
Yes. In other words, we can engage our talents. There will be something which we can do for the preaching movement if we want.
Možemo drugim riječima angažirati svoje talente, bit će nešto što ćemo moći učiniti za pokret propovjedanja ako želimo.
If we want to go back home, back to Godhead, and not only engage in self-centered activities, if we want to do something for the benefit, the spiritual benefit of humankind, we can certainly do something in this wonderful movement.
Ako se želimo vratiti natrag kući Bogu i ne želite raditi aktivnosti koje su samo usmjerene na nas, sebične aktivnosti, onda se sigurno možemo angažirati u ovom duhovnom pokretu.
Yes. This was my first seminar.
Ovo je bio moj prvi seminar.
I thought it's also nice to hear for the temple devotees because it helps us to know what is the goal of our movement of which we are a part.
Ja mislim da je ovo bilo lijepo i za hramske bakte da čuju, jer to nam pomaže da vidimo, da shvatimo što je cilj našeg pokreta.
In one of my lectures I will give the point how to really preach, you know, what to say and what not to say. It will be very interesting for you to hear. I've given this seminar in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, and devotees were just very nicely inspired and also entertained.
Ja ću na jednom od ovih seminara govoriti o tome kad propovjedamo što da govorimo, što da ne govorimo, i to sam, taj seminar sam isto održao u institutu, Vrindavanovom institutu za više obrazovanje, i bakti su bili jako inspirirani s time i isto su se zabavili.
Yes. So I want to end here. Do you have any questions regarding these subjects?
Želim ovdje završiti. Da li imate pitanja u vezi s ovim?
The main problem is that in the beginning stage of our Krishna consciousness, we cannot connect our service with preaching.
Okay.
And that creates actually difficulties.
Yes, it can.
So my question is actually how
to connect it in the beginning state. Yes.
It, We don't see that everything is preaching.
U početnim
stadijumima svjesnosti Krišne ne vidimo vezu između naše službe i propovjedanja i to stvara poteškoće. Kako sad to vidjeti, povezati?
That's really a fact. When a devotee, in the beginning, a devotee is very enthusiastic usually for leading such a new life with so many new challenges and everything is new. Shower in the morning at 4 o'clock, far out.
Fantastic,
you know. Cold shower, how unusual.
Hladni tuš.
And then after some time, the devotee is no longer so enthusiastic for these things because he knows them all. It's known. It's nothing new.
Nakon nekog vremena bhakta nije toliko entuzijastičan za te stvari jer ih već zna, nisu mu više nove.
And then the devotee might just find himself in something which he considers to be like a routine.
I bhakti to može se postati nekakva rutina.
Then I eat.
Kada jedem.
Like I have eaten about 10,000 times at this time.
Već 10,000 puta sam jeo ovo vrijeme.
Then I go out on Sankirtan like I've gone out for maybe 500 times.
Idem van u Sankirtan kao što sam već 500 puta išao.
And I give the book, a knjiga, to someone and he says, no, gluposti. like he has said it already. I've heard already 10,000 times. Oh, I have to go in the temple and just mop the floor. And I'm so tired, I almost fall asleep. Then I have to read. And I'm really not a philosopher. Yes, it's Moshe, but doesn't reach my srce.
Da, u redu, ne dopire mi do srca.
And you know, and you have no jivot.
I nemate života.
You eat and the belly becomes
stomach raste.
The teeth get shaky.
Zubi postaju klimavi.
Routine, oh routine, who kills me every second?
Routine, oh routine, ubija me svake sekunde.
Yes, so that happens if you do not see yourself as a part of a revolution.
To se dešava ako ne vidite sebe kao dio revolucije.
When you are in the revolution, there is no moment when you can just feel bored. Every minute something happens which is just which requires your immediate attention.
Svake minute se dešava nešto što iziskuje vašu trenutnu pažnju.
So a devotee in the temple, he must be connected with the preaching movement.
Bhakta u hramu mora biti povezan s propovjedačkim pokretom.
When the Sankirtan devotees come in the weekend, he must ask, what's new in the world?
Kad Sankirtan bhakte dođu na vikend, on mora pitati ih, što je novo u svijetu?
And he must understand that, you know, his, for instance, maintaining the temple, cleaning it, or that this is done to now give the Sankirtan devotees a good place to live and feel warm and well taken care of.
On treba shvatiti da njegovo čišćenje hrama i održavanje hrama služi da bi bhaktama Sankirtana bilo udobnije kad se vrate, da bude toplo, čisto.
Or he must know what is Rishabha saying on the radio.
Ili mora znati što Rishabha govori na radiju.
And what is happening with Bhakta Tomica's straight edge revolution.
I što se dešava sa straight edge revolucijom Bhakta Tomice?
Yes. And what plans has Akrura for the Sunday feast? Can I maybe help?
I kakve planove ima Akura the Sunday feast možda mogu pomoći.
And Zenka Hershak is making a theater. That's my chance to be to do something on the stage.
Zenka Hershak radi teatar. To je moja šansa da uradim nešto na pozornici.
Oh, Govinda Nandini goes and distributes slatki kuglice to the soldiers.
Ili Govinda Nandini ide i dijeli slatke kuglice vojnicima.
And to the chetniks. Yes, you have distributed to chetniks? No? I must also roll a some slatki kuglice.
Ja moram isto zarolati nekoliko slatki kuglica.
So that these unfortunate souls who might get a bullet in their head, you know, have a slatki kuglica first in the head.
Tako da ti nesretni vojnici koji mogu dobiti metak u glavu, prvo dobiju kuglicu u glavu.
Krasanam kuglici. Yeah. In other words, there are thousands of ways how to connect to preaching.
Ima tisuće načina kako se povezati s propovjedanjem.
Or when some guests come in the temple.
Ili kad neki gosti dođu u hram.
This is a chapter in my seminar. What to do?
Poglavlje u mom seminaru. Što uraditi tada?
In Heidelberg, everyone runs away.
Svi pobjegnu.
Because they have so many things to do, and they just think, oh no, now I'm getting entangled. Yup! The temple is empty like a desert. You know? I mean, the preaching rooms where the guests are, everyone is somewhere else.
Bakti imaju puno toga za uraditi i onda misle, zaprešu se ako razgovaram sa osobom i soba za propovjedanje postane odmah prazna, popustnije.
Oh, in Berlin, you know, immediately the very new devotees who do not know so much yet, they jump to the guests and tell them all kinds of esoteric things which have not much to do with the philosophy.
Ili u Berlinu mladi novi bakte odmah skoče na goste i govori im svakakve ezoterične stvari koje nemaju puno veze s našom filozofijom.
So we should give the person a warm dobrodošli when he comes to the temple.
Kada osoba dođe u hram, trebamo je ukazati toplu dobrodošlicu.
And we should find out what is his interest before we bring our, you know, before we start our presentation of knowledge.
I trebamo saznati zašto je zainteresirana prije no izložimo prije, no prezentiramo svoje znanje.
And we should give him some prasadam also.
Trebamo također dati nešto prasadama osobi.
And make him feel welcome and happy and not such a, and don't put any, you know, let him feel at ease, some relief has to be there.
I učiniti da se osjeća, da osjeća neko lakšanje, da se osjeća dobro došla.
That's how a sankirtan, that's how a temple devotee can connect to preaching also.
Tako se hramski bhakta može povezati sa propovjedanjem.
Or he can help in some ways to make the Sunday feast a full success.
Ili na neki način može pomoći da Sunday feast bude potpuni uspjeh.
The main thing is you have to know the whole picture.
Glavna stvar je da morate imati u vidu cijelu sliku.
When I was translating, I think it for 5 years, I always had a picture of some sankirtan devotees distributing books before me.
Kad sam prevodio, a čini se da sam 5 godina prevodio, uvijek sam pred sobom imao sliku sankirtan bhakta koji dijele knjige.
You know, I was translating in a room called in an old castle, very nice room with good view on everything, was very warm.
Privodio sam u vrlo lijepoj i toploj sobi u jednom jednom zamku.
Extremely peaceful.
Jako mirno je bilo i lijep pogled je bio.
And extremely lonely, you know, there was no one there.
Jako usamljeno mjesto, nikog nije bilo tamo.
If I wanted, I could sleep the whole day.
Da sam htio, mogao sam spavati cijeli dan.
And sometimes, you know, when there is nothing happening around, you feel just tired. You
know.
But this picture of the Sankirtan devotee reminded me of our mission.
Ali ta slika Sankirtan Bhakti me podsjećala našu misiju.
It's important that we have the books fast.
Važno je da knjige se brzo proizvode.
And I remember I had this little bit. Remember the preachers in our movement had this word.
Imao sam rečenicu pred sobom. Sjećaj se propovjednika u našem pokretu.
And I felt so bad even to just take a little nap that sometimes even after eating I didn't take a sleep.
I osjećao sam se tako loše, osjećao sam krivicu čak i kad bih kratko se odmorio, tako da kad čak i nakon jedenja ne bih se odmarao.
This picture reminded me of the mission of Krishna consciousness and my own mission also as a member of this movement.
Ta slika me podsjećala na misiju svjesnosti Krišne i na moju vlastitu misiju kao člana ovog pokreta.
U redno? Akrura.
There is in one purport in the second canto, Srila Prabhupada explains offenses to the holy name. He said that
not to give the holy name to the faceless, isn't it?
No, we should not engage the holy name in the service of the people. And if you could explain this, I would just like to hear. U jednom komentaru drugog pjevanja Šrimad Bhagavatam Šrila Prabhupada kaže da ne trebamo angažirati sveto ime u službi ljudi. To sam se mogao da objasnim.
I would have something to say, I could say something to this, but I would prefer to have it to have the whole contents. I could give a fast answer by saying we should be the servants of the holy name and we should not just present the holy name as some musical entertainment for people that would, you know, which serves their music, usually serves the mood of the listener of the music. But that's only a not a very specific answer. Maybe
but
you can
in regard to this actually, because we are trying to make some bridge preaching.
Yeah, but
there
we
is
must
also you sent me these statements about how we should make festivals and make entertainment.
Yes, but we should, I will bring this a little further, it will come clear. We should not water down the philosophy.
Ne bi trebalo razvodniti filozofiju.
Even if we take, for instance, rock and roll music.
Čak ako svijemo rock and roll muziku.
And have the Hare Krishna rock and roll drugi muzitska dela. Drugi muzitska dela. No, the second musical part with the rock and roll.
Na koncertu, drugi muzički dio, rock and roll.
The people must, they should get the right understanding that this is something serious for spiritual life.
Ljudi trebaju dobiti pravo razumijevanja da je to nešto ozbiljno i namijenjeno duhovnom životu.
Once we had a rock and roll group, Sri Vishnupad will be able to tell us about it. Was called Golden Age or something in America, and the devotees were going with wigs.
Imali smo jednom u pokretu našem rock and roll grupu koja se zvala Golden Age, čini mi se, i bakti su svirali sa perikama.
And soon there was no difference between, I mean, from the external appearance of to any other worldly musician group.
I uskoro nije bilo razlike izvanjski gledano sa bilo kojom svjetovnom grupom.
And he Prabhupada didn't appreciate that very much and told the devotees that the preaching wouldn't have so much effect. In fact, he dissolved the group.
Srila Prabhupada je rasturio tu grupu i rekao je da to neće imati utjecaj na propovjedanje.
So we must definitely in preaching always bring the full back, they should know the background.
Kad propovjedamo, onda ljudi trebaju znati pozadinu.
It's just like if you distribute foodstuffs, But they don't know it's Hare Krishna, then the benefit is not there, therefore, so much. Therefore we say Hare Krishna food for life.
Ako delite hranu, a ljudi ne znaju da to od Hare Krishna, onda ne postoji ista dobrobiti. Mi stoga kažemo to je Hare Krishna food for life.
And most important, the food for life must be offered nicely.
Najvažnije je da hrana koja se dijeli kao hrana za život treba se lijepo ponuditi.
So we must take care that when we preach, we keep the standards.
Moramo se pobrinuti kad propovjedamo, održavamo standarde.
Also when we take new methods.
Također kad nove metode primjenjujemo.
So the main I don't think this is a problem in our movement at this time. Devotees who do these experiments are well aware of this.
Mislim da to nije problem sada u našem pokretu. Bhakti koji rade te eksperimente su jako svjesni toga.
Yes, we must preach in many new ways. Otherwise, so many people will not be able to have any connection to Krishna consciousness.
Moramo propovijedati na mnoge nove načine, inače toliko puno ljudi neće imati vezu sa svjesnošću Krishna.
And the devotees should lead the people slowly to Krishna consciousness.
I bhakti trebaju polako voditi ljude do svjesnosti Krishna.
We have many discussions about this in the Nityananda grupa.
Imali smo mnogo diskusija o tome sa grupom Nityananda.
Because they all were musicians before they joined Krishna consciousness. And they, as it stands now, they only sing Sanskrit texts. But maybe one time in the future they will start to sing in Srpski.
Oni su bili svi glazbenici prije nego što su došli u svjesnost Krišne i sada samo pjevaju na sanskritu, ali možda će jednom početi pjevati i na srpskom.
Or English even.
Ili čak na engleskom.
But they are very much aware that it's important to, you know, have like devotee to, it looks like a devotee group. It has to look special. People have to understand there is a difference.
Oni su jako svjesni toga da njihova grupa mora izgledati drugčije, da ljudi mogu uočiti razliku.
Must be visible, it's a Hare Krishna band.
Mora biti vidljivo da je to Hare Krishna band.
So, wait a minute, you said serving. The holy name should not serve the people, right?
We should not engage the holy name in the service of the people.
Yeah,
something like
that. Yeah. They should know. It's God. God's name. This is how I understand it. So, now we have 9:10. Let us end here and do our respective services today. And try, please, today to connect what you do to preaching.
I pokušaj, sada ćemo završiti, sada je 9:10 i sada idemo da radimo svoje dužnosti, svoje službe i pokušajte sve što radite danas povezati s propovjedanjem.
Today you do your service as a spiritual revolutionary.
Danas radite svoju službu kao duhovni revolucionar.
Who just considers himself a part of a dynamic preaching movement.
Koji smatra sebe dijelom dinamičnog propovjedačkog pokreta.
And then on Saturday evening, I will ask you how. And Saturday, you also have to try to do that.
You subotu morate pokušati to učiniti.
And Saturday evening, we will meet again here in the temple.
Subotu navečer ćemo se susresti ponovno ovdje u hramu.
And then I will ask you about realizations.
I pitat ću vas za vaše realizacije.
If it changed something in your life.
Ako je to nešto promijenilo u vašem životu.
If it helped you.
Ako vam je to pomoglo.
Let us see what realizations we will hear.
Da vidimo kako ćemo realizacije čuti.
Yeah. It must be practical. Okay, today and tomorrow you are revolutionary, okay?
Danas i sutra ste revolucionar.
And maybe when this experiment gives good results, we will continue it.
Ako ovaj eksperiment pokaže dobre rezultate, onda ćemo ga možda nastaviti.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Isi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol.
Jai.